Yeah, I'll tell you, this Mishnah goes like this. Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir Shita. The Yoma that holds Rav Meir Shita is Ein Adam Moitzi Devar Levatolo. A person does not say anything in vain. Whenever he says something, he always means it has to have some meaning to it. So Yoma Rashi says, when he says Hamakdish Avdoi, according to Rav Meir, for sure it means he wants Hegdish to be Chal on it. At least Ladoma for the value of it. Because otherwise a person doesn't say anything in vain according to Rav Meir. So, the Rashi speaks out, that's the Gemara there, if you're Makdish, HaMarech Pochus Ben Chodesh. If somebody says he wants to be Marech, give the, like, make it Hegdish, a kid that's less than a month old, so Rav Meir says what he meant to say is Naisin Domov, you have to give the value of the person. Because Rav Meir Shritzer is, a person knows that there's no Erechin for less than a month, and the person meant to say to make it Ladomim. Here also, a person knows that his Eved is not Roy Lahakrova. He's not Roy to put him into the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash. So since he said B'lush and Hegdish, we say for sure he's Domov Adaita Lahakdish Domov. And as if, it's as if he said Domov Alai. As if he says, I want to be Machayiv myself to pay the value of this Eved to Hegdish. But that's only according to Rav Meir. The Mor says, Hochin on the staff, this is for us like this. Tiktoni Sefer says in the Sefer, V'chein hu shehigdish atzmoy. If the owner himself, the Yisrael himself, was Makdish himself, so it also says, Oysa v'yoichum, that the master has the right to do work and use the food, the use, the money that he makes. Why? Says, Svarish lehigdish l'damav. Because the master only meant to be Makdish his value. So now it's like this. Iyam rit bishlema Rabbi Meihi. If you want to say this goes according to Rabbi Meihi, Shapir. It's good that you say by the master, when he says upon himself that he's Makdish Atzmoy, what does he mean? That he means his value. Eli Amrit Rabbanan, if you want to tell me no, this Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanan Shita. So Bishleim Avda L'Dmei Koi. Bishleim, I hear a svara that when a person is Makdish Avdoi, what he meant to say is that his Eved should have Hegdish, Nogeya to what? That his value belongs to Hegdish. So you can understand, because an Eved is only made to sell, so a person could think that he wants the money of the Eved to go to Hegdish. Eliyu l'dimei koi, but the master himself, a person of Ben Churin himself, what does he have to do with selling? You don't sell yourself. So therefore, how come when you say you're Makdish Atzmoy, do we say that you mean l'dimei? That's not what you should really mean. So Elamai, if it goes, but it's, there's a proof, it goes according to Rav Meir. That Rav Meir Shita is another mighty dvar levatola. A person doesn't say anything levatola. Therefore, since he said it atzmai, even though it's not usual, usually don't sell yourself. But over here, what he meant to say is how much ever value he has to himself, he wants to be makdishit. This is the proof that his last mishnah goes against Rav Meir. Therefore, it's not kashan rav. So Rav says now lema kitanoi. Let's say it's a machlokes tanoim. If a person is makdish avdoi. If the master gets up and says he wants to be Makdish as Eved Kenani, is a Chal Kedusha or not? It says like this, HaMakdish Avdoi, if the master is Makdish as Eved, Ein Moilim Boy, Mashman has no Kedusha, somebody comes and uses the Eved, he's not over the Yisamila. Usually by Hegdish, if you have enjoyment from it, you're over in Yisamila. By an Eved, you're not. But Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Loime, Moilim Bestaroi. You know, just in the hair of the Eved, if you have enjoyment from the hair, for that you're over the Yisamila. So what's the Machlokes? My love, isn't it, that Tlokimiflagi, this is the Machlokes over here. The Ma'asava Kodesh, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that when the master meant to be Makdish as Eved, he really meant to put the Yisra Kedusha upon the Eved. Or Ma'asava Loikodesh, and Tanakama says, no, he did not mean to put an Yisra Kedusha on it. So Gemara says, the Tizbra, is that true? If so, hi mayalim boy, v'yei mayalim boy, here the machlokes, what it says is, whether there's an Issam Mila or not, why does it say this lashon? It should have said better, hi kodosh v'yei na kodosh mi boy lay. If you're telling me this is the machlokes, if Hegdish is chal upon the Eved or not, so that's the lashon it should have used. It should have used here, the machlokes is, could you be Makdish your Eved or not? Ellis, what should come out is better is like this, that the Kuli Alma, both of them hold their Kaddish. No, you could be Makdish, your Eved. If so, what's the Machlokes over here? The Ma'asava, one holds, Avda, Kimakakoi, Dummy. The Tanakam holds, an Eved is like Karka. The halacha is of your maktish karka, there's no issa mila by karka. Issa mila, learn out from truma, it's only on something that's tolish, that's not attached to the ground. But the ground itself, even though you could be maktish your ground to hegdish, but if you have enjoyment from it, there's no issa mila. There also, an eved always has a halacha like karka, therefore if you have enjoyment from the eved, there's no issa mila. But umasav, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds, kimetaltli dummy. No, an eved is called like metaltlim, it walks around, it's not really attached to the ground, therefore there's an issa mila. So Gemara says, no, it's no good. Heyoki, if so, adam iflagi besaroi, why does Rav Shimon ben Gamliel only say on the hair of the eved? If you have enjoyment, is over in Istamila. Liflagu, the gufai. There should be a machlekas upon the whole body. According to Shimon Gamliel, since it's kimetaltlam dami, any part of the body you have enjoyment from, there should be in Istamila. Sayalu, what comes out, this is the emes. That the kula yal, everybody holds here, avdoi kimekar koi dami. Everybody agrees that the goof of the yevet itself is like harkam, and therefore there's no isamila. Even though you make hegdish on the yevet, but if you have enjoyment from it, there's no isamila. Because the yevet itself is hukish like karkois, it's like harkam. For hocha bisara yoimid ligozeis kamiflugi. Here the machlokes or Shimon Gamliel says on the hair there is an isamila, the hair is different. Because the hair is oimid to cut off. So something that's oimid to cut off, we look as if it's cut off right now, that's the machlekes. So Shimon Gamliel holds the hair is like not attached to the Yeved, therefore it's considered like metaltlin, therefore there's a mila on the hair. Ma'as sabuk ha'gazaz dami, if Shimon Gamliel holds that the hair is considered like it's already cut off, and therefore it's not kakarka, therefore there's mila. Well, ma'as sabuk ha'nakam holds lav ha'gazaz dami, no, the hair is still attached to the Yeved, it's not cut off yet. So since the Eved is like karka, the air is also like karka. Therefore, he holds there's no mila, not even by karka. Another Gemara says, Lei mahani tanoi, kani tanoi. Let's say these tanoim here, where this oimi kagozes dummy, it's a machlekes with another tanoim. The tanan, we learned like this. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Rabbi Meir says, Yesh devorim, there are certain things, shehem kakarka. That they are like karka, no, it's mechubar, and it has a din like it's mechubar le karka. But v'yein of kakarka, even though it's not really kakarka. What is it? V'yein chacham amoydim loy. The chum did not agree to him. Now what is the machlokes here? Ketzad, what's the case? The case is like this. The case of moydim b'miksas. That I say, ese gefanim tunois mosati l'cho. I gave you over my fields when there were 10 vines there growing full of grapes. Ese gefanim tunois mosat lechom. I gave you over 10 vines to watch, full of grapes. Va'aloyim, and then I come back and say, give them back to me. And the person says, the shomer there says, ein melechomish, no, you only gave me 5 to watch. That's all. So he's moide b'niksas. The question is, do they have to swear or not? Usually if I say you owe me 10, and you say, no, I only owe you 5, so since you agreed to part of it, you have to swear midiraisa. But the klal is on karka though. On karka though, you don't have to swear. We owe the Einish boyim al karkoyis. On karka, you don't swear. So how do we look at it out of here? Is it considered like karka here or not? So it says Rav Meir Mechayi. Rav Meir says it's not considered like karka. Therefore, he has to swear on the other 5 that he does not owe it to him. The Chachamim and the Chum say, kol ha-mechubu le-karka, reka karka. No, since these vines, the grapes are still growing, so the vines are the grapes are still attached to the vines, it's all called like karka. So even though you agree that you own 5, and you're only denying the other 5, you do not have to swear on the other 5. Because it's called like karka, and therefore in nishboi makakois. Now, the Yom Rav Yossi, Yossi says, Yom Rav Yossi v'chalino, anovim o'im dois libotzer ika v'nayu. Like what's the machlekes over here? These grapes. Since it's about to be cut off from the vines, is that still like it's cut off or not? Rav Meir says, we look as if these grapes are cut off already. Therefore, it's not called like karka, so it's called like I say, you owe me 10 bushels of grapes, and he agrees, I owe you 5, then he has to swear on the other 5. That's Rav Meir's svara. Rabbanan Savri, love kibitzuras damin. No, the grapes are not cut off yet, they're still attached. Therefore, it's considered karka, you don't have to swear. Now the Gemara says, afilu teimer Rav Meir. Even if you want to say, before we go like Rav Meir, I tell you, no, here it could come out good according to Rav Meir. But I'd come like a Rav Meir, Hossam, Elabi, Anovim. Only over here does Ramea say that you have to swear on the grapes. It's sitting like it's cut off. You know why? Dikama, the kayomim, michash kishay. Once grapes are ripe, the longer it fades on the tree, it's going to get worse. So therefore, since it'll get worse just staying there, it's meant to be cut off. Aval hocha, but by the hair, kama dikoy, as long as the hair stays upon the body, ashbuchim mishabech, it just looks nicer. So therefore, I'll tell you, maybe here, by the eved, by the hair, Ramei would also agree to Chachomin, to say that there's no isamila. Because maybe hair is not considered to be cut off as much as grapes are. So maybe Ramei only says by grapes, we look as if it's considered like it's cut off already. But not by the hair. Yeah. Mar says, Ki solik Rabbi Chia b'Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Chia ben Yosef went up to Eretz Yisrael, Omo lahai shmaita to the Rav, Kaimad Rabbi Yochanan. He said over Rav's halacha in front of Rabbi Yochanan. That Rav said before, if you maktish avdoi, it's yotzal acheres. But Rav also said, v'tzorach get shichur, that you have to give him a get yet. Now, so they says in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Omalei, so Rabbi Yochanan said back, Omar Rav Hochi, like is it true that Rav really say this? So the question is, the Ma'is now, for who lo yomar hochi? Like, what's Rabbi Yochanan bother by? Rabbi Yochanan himself said like this also. So what's like it to me if Rav said like this? For Yomar Ula Ula said that Omar Rabbi Yochanan himself said, Hamafki Ravdai, if somebody's Mafki Ravdai, you should know, Yotzal Lecheris. Alach Riz the Eva goes out Lecheris. And the din is, with Sarah get Shichr, that the master still has to give him a get Shichr. So what's Rabbi Yochanan's big kasha? Did Rav say this or not? Rabbi Yochanan himself also holds like this. So Gemara says, Hochi Komla, this is what he meant to say to him. Omar Rav Kavosi, just meant to say like, is Rav also saying like me? That's all he meant to say. And the Ika the army some say was like this, that like Samua Kame, they didn't end off what Rav really said. So Omar Leh, he said back, for Lo Yomar Rav Sarah get Shichur. That's what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. He only told them that Rav said, if you mask Rav, this Yotzal Lecheres. And they stopped right there, mashmitz Yotzal Lecheres, even without a get shichrur. So this is what was bothering Rabbi Yochanan. Is this true? Lechur, the lechur is, you should have to have a get shichrur. For Rabbi Yochanan, time, Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his time, to Yomar Ulam, Rabbi Yochanan. Hamafkir Avdoi, if the master is mafkir, his eved, the lechur is Yotzal Lecheres, but still, vitzorah get shichrur. Even though Yamafki Avda means you free him, that means the money matters, the mumness, the money matters, you don't know him anymore, but he still has Yisurim, he's still an Eved Kanani, he's still also Tavas Yisrael. How do you take off the Yisurim, take off his din of being an Eved Kanani? That's by writing him a Get Shichur. So therefore, that's Rav Halacha and Rav Yechanan, that even though Yamaktish or Mafkir, which Halacha is the Eved, his mumness goes out free, but still the Yisurim are still here, and you have to write him still a Get Shichur. Gufa, before we just learned, Omar Ulam, Rav Yechanan, Hamafkir Avdoi, if a master is Mafkir, makes it Eved Hefka. Is Yotzal Cheres true? The Eved goes out free, does not have to work anymore for his master, because the money goes away, but for Sarah Get Shichur, the master still has to write him a get, shichra, to free him, to take off his isurim, to take off the kinyan haguf that the master has upon him, that he should be mutter to get married to a Bas Yisrael. Eisver Rababalu Yula. So Rabab is the kasha tulin. Is that true? There's aloha, ger shemes. A ger, a Jew, that was mace. Or vizvizvu Yisrael nechosov. And Yisrael took over his property. That means the ger died, and when it says ger pasha means he has no yorshim, he has no kids. He has no relatives, because they're all goyim. So nobody takes, there's no Yerusha. Therefore, kol ha-koydim zach, whoever runs and chaps his nechosim, keeps it. So this is what Yisrael nechosim, Yisrael started to take his property. V'oyer ben avodim, and when the Jew was looking over his property, he saw that this ger owned an Eved Kanani. So it says a look like this. Ben gedolim ben ketanim konu atzmon. Whether these avodim are gedolim, or whether they're still ketanim, still they're konu atzmon. In other words, the Jew now cannot take them. Because as soon as the ger dies, it's like the ger is mafka them. As soon as they become hefker, they're automatically freed. So therefore, nobody can take them. No, they're krena atzma, they're krena themselves. Yeah, krena atzma b'nei chorim. Abishulam, Abishul says, it depends. Gedolim, krena atzma b'nei chorim. If the Eved Kanani is an older person, he has his own das, he can be krena himself. So as soon as his master dies, the ger dies, there's no Yerusha here. So automatically he likes kain himself, he becomes freed. But ketanim, if he left over young ones, ketanim, then the locker is, they don't have das to be kain of themselves. So they still remain an evid. Therefore the locker is, I call a machzik ben, a zocha ben. Any person, any Jew that comes and grabs him, can take him, will be an evid to him. Now, v'chimi kosav get shichru li'elu. This is Ulus Kasha. If you say, Rabbi Yechon said before, that even when you mafker avdoi, true you take off the money, but to take off the yisurim, you have to give him a get shichrur. So over here, true, the ger died. Now that the ger died, who could write the effort to get shichrur? There's nobody here to write him a get shichrur. The master has to write him. The master died. So how could you say now the avodim go out, b'nei chayrin? Why are they b'nei chayrin? The yisurim should not go off. So chorot sarayi, if you mafker avdoi, once the money matters go off, automatically the yisurim also fall off. Because if the yisurim only go off with the get shichrur, say here, how does he get his get shichrur? The ger, the master died, and there's no yoshim to take over. So Gemara says, Omer, he said back to him, to me, I'm with the rabbonin, could like Omer in so shmaita. Like, who's this rabbonin? As if he didn't learn, he doesn't know how to learn. Now, the kasha is not a kasha. The time am I, what's the answer? Why not? Omer, Rav Nachman, Kisav, Ula, holds like this. Avdoi de ger ki ishtoi. The yevet is like a wife. Ma ishtoi mishtal chob lo get, just like your wife. If the husband dies, so his wife goes out free even without a get. When does she need a get? Only if the husband's alive. But if the husband dies, the mises afkor takes off for yisurim. So therefore here it's different. Af avod, the same thing if a person owns an eved kenani. Mishtal chob lo get. The same thing when the eved, when the master dies, and there's no yorshim, nobody takes over, so mela, mises mater. Misa mesa, the eved goes out free without a get shichur. So there's no kasha of Yechanan. If the master is still alive, just the master is maskir avdoi, or maktish avdoi, so true, he lets the money go, but since he's still alive, the yisurim are still here, he has to give him a get shichur. But here, when the ger dies, so the misa, that takes off the yisurim, he goes out without a get. For the Gemara Yochi Yisrael, Afilu Yisrael Nami, should be not only a ger, even when a Yisrael dies. Like Lamosha, when the husband dies, the wife goes out free, even though there are children. So say the same thing by Evan also. If a Yisrael owns an Evan, even though when he dies, the Yoshim, he has Yoshim, it's so what? Why don't we say the Evan should go out free? So my answer is on that, no, Omakhor, the Pasuk says, V'isnachaltem oisom levnechem acharechem, l'resha sachuza. Says clearly that an Eved Kenani is like Yakaka, that when the father, the master dies, the kids automatically take it over. There's Yerusha. Only a ger, that there's no Yorshim, nobody's left over, and then we say it goes out free. If so, Hamafkir Avdu Yameis Nami. If a person's first mafkir is Eved, and then the master dies, should also be that the Eved goes out free automatically. If so, Alam Ramar Amemer, Hakam Amemer said, Hamafkir Avdu Yameis. If the master first is master's Eved, and then the master himself dies, Oysoy Eved ain't la takona. This Eved doesn't have any takona, he can never be fixed up, because he needs a get shichrur, and there's nobody here to give it to him. So the question is why? We just got finished saying that Mis is like Mate, like Ishtoi. So Mar says, true, the Ameima Kasha, Sakakasha, and Ameima. Well, it could be Ameima says, still there's a difference. That if when the master dies, right away, the mises be materit. Okay. But here we are mafkerit first, so it's like the every went out of Yeshus a little bit. And then if he's mace later, that doesn't help. Or, tomorrow says it's a kasha. Omer Rab Yaakov Baridi, Omer Rab Yeshur Ben Levi. Halacha Kabashur. The Pasla Kabashur, that depends. If the Eved is a katan, so then the Eved is not Kohen Atzmai, so even though the ger dies, whoever gets him, takes him. Omer Rab Zedra Rab Yaakov Baridi, the Feirish,